Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, I am turbo fucking charged for this happy hour. Uh-oh. Because I got my booster yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I'm boosted. I got my third funky cold Moderna. Right?
Take it.
And I'm with Chris Rock. Get it. Get it, Chris Rock. Do we need to start over or?
No.
Okay.
He'll edit that out.
Okay. Where's my anti-vaxxers at? Where you at? Where you at? You fucking dumb Kyrie motherfuckers.
That was fantastic, because you had to be vaxxed to be in that venue. So.
Yeah.
Dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah.
This was dumb motherfucker week if you're not vaccinated.
Yes.
Because the mandates are kicking in. They are working. Oh, my God. Right? We have an antiviral pill that looks like is going to be out soon from Pfizer.
Game changer.
We have kids getting vaccinated, able to get vaccinated.
Yep.
But we're able to get our booster. By the way, go get your booster. I think they were saying the demand is less than they thought. So Travis and I don't technically qualify. We just walked in. They didn't ask any questions.
I don't think people fully are educated on the booster shots and that they are eligible for them. Like, I really didn't know. Dylan's the one who said, hey, I'm eligible for a booster. And I said, well, let me see if I am too, because I got my second shot a week after you. So
yeah,
I walked in and I got it.
Yeah. No, they didn't. They didn't ask.
Yeah.
I was gonna make up a bullshit work excuse because they're in close quarters and we don't wear masks,
that's bullshit.
But yeah. Still,
that's not CDC.
I did not need my bullshit work excuse.
No, although you did get nervous when they asked you.
I did panic. Yes, I did panic. Yeah. I'm like, I qualify under the workplace thing. And they were like, we're just asking if you're immune compromised because of the dosage. Because if you are, they give you a full dosage.
Right.
If you're not, they give you.
I had a friend who to get an appointment. Like the screener questionnaire, the only way he could get in is if he said he had a compromised immune system.
Yeah.
And when he went to get his shot, the nurse said, and you have a compromised immune system. And he's like, oh, that must have been a mistake. And she's like, oh, well, I'm glad I asked, because you get a half dose instead of the full dose.
Okay. All right.
And he was like, thank you.
I would have panicked and blurted out like everything in the eczema, seborrhea, psoriasis commercial. I have all of it. I have everything. And I need
like Jim's disclaimer?
Yes. What? Oh, yes, I would have said that. I would have said I have Steinberg Flavin.
Warning. Listeners of The Stephanie Miller Show have been known to suffer serious side effects, including but not limited to rickets, rabies, scabies, eczema, the heartbreak of psoriasis, hemorrhoids, hematomas, heebie-jeebies, gingivitis, laryngitis, halitosis, expialidocious, projectile diarrhea, Epstein-Barr, Creutzfeldt-Jakob, Steinberg Flavin, undescended testicles, distended ovaries, and exploding uvula syndrome. Consult your doctor if you are pregnant, awake, breathing, or have eaten within 12 hours. Some settling may have occurred. Do not use near open flame. Seek immediate medical attention if ingested. Do not induce vomiting.
I have an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah, I clearly I do as well. Okay, I went to Kaiser. Travis went to CVS. I have friends that went to Rite Aid or Walgreens. Just go.
I'm going to Vons.
Yeah, you can go anywhere. Yeah. Just go get your booster. Get it. Okay, and this is like we have boosted this happy hour because this, right, is Jen Kirkman, who is off to write for Mrs. Maisel in Brooklyn for many months. So this is her last time in studio for a while.
Aww.
She is pure magic. And then Representative Brendan Boyle, who is a great sport.
Yes, he puts up with you.
Yes, he does. And he
and
comes
a fantastic
back.
Fantastic congressman and kept us the very latest up to date on the all the legislation moving or not moving. Fuck Manchin.
And he sucked up to you at the very end, and that's why you like
he
him.
He did.
Oh, he did. He said, however young he looks, I look younger.
He's a politician.
That's not the reason I chose this happy hour.
Stephanie, he's a politician.
Oh, shut up. Okay. Enjoy our happy hour, motherfuckers. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. Look at you. You're just a great big gift.
Thank
Good
you.
Good morning, Jen Kirk. You brought me a belated 40th birthday gift and also a card that plays. Hang on, let's see. Come on. What's not magic about Jen Kirkman and her candy cane headdress that flashes?
Candy corn.
Corn.
Oh, it should be candy cane. She's got Christmas on the brain.
Can you get a Christmas one with candy canes?
I hope to. I mean, it's all up to CVS and what they want to have in stock.
And you said on the card, happy belated birthday, love, Jen. Sorry, not Garner or Aniston. Okay, but you know what? Jen Kirkman just as hot. It still fits in with my general that every Jen is hot, right? Name one that isn't.
I think if you wouldn't have put not Aniston or Garner on, she would have just put on her mantle. And when people came over, she said, oh, no, that's from Garner.
Garner.
Oh, you're right.
I just want to change stories. Go, Garner,
oh,
Aniston.
Her. That's just their joke.
Yeah.
Like, that's a joke they do. Yeah.
All right. It's like their foreplay.
All right. I know you say a lot about ageism, though, and that we should own it, our age, and not be, to which I say, that. I'm going to fight it like a honey badger.
That's okay. You can do what you want, but others should.
Right, but you say when people say to you, oh, you look a lot younger.
Yeah.
You hear, oh, it would be disgusting if I actually were the age that I am, and I would be completely unable. Right.
Yes.
Like Brian May from Queen, who's running the board while Chris is on vacation. I came down here yesterday naked to do my Naked Sunday show, as I always do by myself, to cardboard cutouts, and he was here fixing something.
Uh-oh.
And he said he was horrified. And I was like, what happened to the time when men made a joke about how hot that was? It's now suddenly I'm disgusting.
Maybe he's just a gentleman. Maybe it wasn't like anything personal.
No, I think there's a point in your life when you see yourself in the Nordstrom's mirror in the dressing room.
Yes.
And you realize no one is ever going to want to see you naked again.
Yeah. Well, I haven't reached that moment, Brian May. I work out like a meth-crazed weasel for a reason. Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm all right.
I can't take her seriously now either with her candy corn headdress.
We're just messing with
you. On the commercial break, I'm going to take it off because it's giving me a headache.
Is it? It is like a crown of thorns.
It's like a crown of thorns.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, by the way, I'm on my Bill Maher rant today because when did he become a COVID denier? He's driving me insane. Right.
What?
Okay. You tweeted, I love how Bill Maher thinks we're all the ones who need to lighten up. Have you ever seen his barely contained rage when a joke bombs, every joke, or when someone on the panel makes fun of him? I'm particularly, I don't understand the COVID denying stuff and someone that claimed to be a liberal.
He had COVID.
Right.
What is he denying?
He's basically saying it's over and only Democrats want to hang on to it. And it makes him mad when he sees someone in a mask because it's all over. I'm like,
it's not over.
And oh, and COVID, you know, Colin Powell died of other stuff. No, he didn't die of other stuff. He died of COVID.
Right. Which the other stuff would have.
Right. He was treating the other stuff. Yeah. It is obviously.
COVID kicked it into high gear.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Maher had COVID and breakthrough.
You know, ironically, your microphone is not as high as it should be, and you are in control of the microphones, Brian A.
That's always the bad microphone, though.
Oh, okay.
It's a naughty microphone.
Well, Chris doesn't need a microphone. I can hear him now. He's in Mexico without a microphone. Jen, my point is, yes, I don't know. He's on this, you know, he said, oh, I'm touring now, and the red states are all great. The blue states are a pain in the ass. Meaning, because we have masking and vaccine requirements. And that's why we're all not all the ones dying in the hospital now. It's the red states that are.
Right. I've got my booster, right? I'm boosted.
I'm so jealous.
I got it like weeks ago because I have asthma and you could get it. But, you know, I go into places, they check your vaccine card. You have to wear a mask. It's not a big deal. And then some places you don't wear one. You know, my life's pretty much back to normal in a way that's a little bit scary.
Was that too Hollywood that I revealed that I was going to try to get a booster this week, but I decided to get Botox instead?
That's on brand.
You can't get both?
I have my social life is opening back up again, let's just say, after COVID.
Oh, I see. So you needed it.
Hey, listen, priorities, people. I don't qualify for a booster, so I have to go, you know, lie or something.
I thought we could just get them.
You can get one now.
I really think Biden was low-key, like, just get a booster, everybody.
I'm going to just take a picture of you and say, this is my work environment. Don't you think there's a good chance, or you last week dressed as Nightwing, I'll be like, don't you think there's a good chance one of these lunatics is going to give me COVID? Yes.
Yeah.
Give me the booster.
Mm-hmm. But they really aren't checking. It's not like before where there's not enough.
They got plenty.
There was all this messaging that was, right. And I heard Dr. Fauci on a podcast. It really was him. It wasn't like someone pretending to be him. And he said, listen, this whole nonsense of, hey, at least you're not going to end up in the hospital. That's not ideal. You don't even want the symptoms of a breakthrough. Yeah. Trust me. If you don't want symptoms, get a booster.
Yeah. So and wear a mask until enough people are vaccinated that we can, you know, you weren't. I don't understand.
It's not over. I mean, the little LA COVID bot I follow on Twitter, still 1,000 cases a day.
We've plateaued. We've stopped going down. And so Gavin Newsom just warned, like, get your booster and let's not do the same thing we did last year where then it's, you know, because now there's Delta Plus with more leg room before you're intubated.
Delta Plus. Okay.
Okay. All right. So you also tweeted, somebody said child-free people out there. Do you have a child-free role model? And you said Jesus, Oprah, Amy Sedaris. Those are good choices.
Yeah. I always like to remind people, Jesus did not have kids.
Right.
And, you know, usually the people that get on you for not having kids.
Yeah. I used to argue the most successful talk show host at that time, like radio and TV, like Rush, Jay Leno, Oprah, all didn't have children. But somehow, despite not having children, I did also not become wildly successful. So really, that formula didn't work out for me. But it doesn't mean it's not a good aspiration, right?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't necessarily. I mean, I didn't hit any like career things because I didn't have kids. But at least I don't take it out on my kids. Right. My career didn't go the way it was supposed to because of you.
I
say it to myself.
I identified with Katherine Hepburn. She said, if I had a cold and I missed an opening night because of a sick child, I'd be... Yeah, our ass. That was me. I just thought that. Okay, I might not have a big career, but you know what I do have?
When I opened that, I was like, that's the greatest card ever.
It really is.
And it was the last one.
Really is.
There's a reason why it was the last one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You, Mueller, she wrote, our friends, you retweeted, said, because although you have rightly brought charges against those that stormed the Capitol, the evidence shows you will soon have to make hard decisions about those that organized and incited the attack in the first place, said Jerry Nadler to Garland. And you said, hopefully it won't be a hard decision for Merrick Garland because it is not a hard decision. I do not know what to say about Merrick Garland. I don't know what day we're in on the Bannon thing.
It's like 10 business days.
Yes, he better get indicted soon. Or I don't know what to say.
I don't want to be the do something Twitter. I don't want Bob Seska to get mad at me. But I don't know. At this point... Merrick Garland's going to give a sign. I know he's doing other good things.
Yeah.
the fact that he can just bring up charges against Trump on his own. I thought that's why we were.
And you don't know how much of my life I live hoping not to make Bob Seska mad. I mean, that is basically the through line.
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't think. I think he's. I think we're getting Mueller'd again.
I know. Well, I mean, and I think that's why we also have to use inherent contempt. We have to use every tool at our disposal because this is. I mean, look at all this new stuff coming out. Have you read any of this Washington Post stuff? And I mean, it's all. It really did. I'm reading Adam Schiff's book. I mean, Travis, and you are too.
Yeah, I'm listening.
It gives
me
flashbacks to Mueller and Ukraine and where I'm like, they're just going to keep doing this because they just keep getting away with it. How many times does Adam Schiff have to say it? I mean, new court filings show Trump is trying to block the committee from receiving documents that include handwritten notes, phone logs, even a draft of his January 6th speech. You don't go to those lengths unless there is a boatload of incriminating stuff.
I start getting nervous when people are like, he's got something up his sleeve. We just don't know about it.
I know.
That is not
right. They don't talk about ongoing investigations. So, he can't say that. But I'm like,
you can say there's an ongoing investigation. Just tell me there's an ongoing investigation that's not the January 6th committee.
They have said that there is an ongoing investigation about January 6th, though. He said that at last week in one of the hearings with Iowa Cameron.
She's right. We have Mueller PTSD and Ukraine PTSD. Fair. And just nothing seems
and all
to
of this,
matter.
He's just so by the book. Nobody knows what the book is. No American watching is going, well, they didn't, they followed all the norms. Nobody cares. Nobody knows.
Right.
And Bill Barr wiped his ass with the book.
Yeah. Speaking of Chairman Schiff, here he is talking about.
I think the MTGs are, legitimately
the next one.
Nuts. Man runs for president on a platform of building a wall that he says Mexico is going to pay for. It's an absurd idea to begin with. He becomes president, of course. He doesn't build a wall because Mexico's not going to pay for it. And then his buddies, including Mr. Bannon, raise money from his own supporters to purportedly build a wall, steal it, and then he pardons them for stealing from his own people. It's the most consummate den of thieves and grifters imaginable.
Yeah. Why do you think Michael Flynn is free to start another coup? Because he got away with the first one and they got pardoned. Right. And then he decides
and he just called Dr. Fauci Joseph Mengele, I think.
Right.
That was Flynn just naming
and
his
then
favorite
where
Nazis.
Did they go to lunch after that? I forget.
When you crave a burger, you should always go to.
Right.
Yes.
After you make your latest. The Hitler burger, the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger. I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch. Yeah, we warn Brian May whenever Nazi analogies come up. Just be ready.
We all go to the Hitler burger.
Okay, so the Washington Post published a 3-part investigation that found law enforcement officials failed to heed mounting red flags that there would be violence when the Congress formalized the Electoral College vote on January 6th. The project documented the consequences of Trump's inaction during the siege, examined how his false claims of election fraud helped incite the attack. In the ensuing months, fostered a deep distrust of the voting process across the country. The Post provided Trump with a list of 37 findings reported as part of its investigation. His spokesperson provided a lengthy written response that included a series of unrelated inflammatory claims that the Post will not publish in full. This is new. This is something he's never said this before. He slammed it as fake news. Is that something he's ever said before? What is this morning statement from the office of the 45th? What is this about? Something else, or is this about? Oh, this is a lengthy.
That's a long one.
Jen, how many rewrites would that? If someone submitted that to you on Mrs. Maisel, that speech, how long would? How much editing?
They would have to just cut it down to 2 sentences.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
Cut it down to a tweet.
Oh, this is he's mad at Lincoln Project because Fox is airing stuff about how Glenn Youngkin doesn't want him there, which is true, because isn't he just calling into something today?
Tonight, yeah.
Oh, right. I thought he even canceled that. Are you sure he still is?
The Lincoln Project.
The rally?
I don't know. They released an ad claiming that loser Trump had been banned from Virginia by the Republican candidate. It seems to have bothered him in some way.
A little bit.
It seems to have gotten under his skin somehow. Then that's what the lengthy statement is about.
He is so, Hillary Clinton said, bait him with a tweet, but
Yeah.
They do that to get under his skin, and yes. he knows it, and he still
They only
responds.
Run ads in Mar-a-Lago and at Bedminster, only in those media markets.
He lets them know it's working.
Right.
That's...
And he, right, then he goes, so oh!
Apparently, he's already saying that there's election fraud in Virginia.
Of course, in the race that Glenn Youngkin has already lost.
Yes.
Of course, yes.
That's how we know we're winning, though, right?
Right.
Where they start yes. saying election fraud a week in advance or right. days in advance. Like, you're like, oh, good. This is good for us.
They did that in California. Yeah. We're like, oh, Newsom's going to win again.
It's like pre-crunch, pre-election fraud.
Yes. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt. They're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. Our friend Representative Brendan Boyle tweeted, great news, paid family and medical leave provisions are back in the Build Back Better Act.
Mm-hmm.
He did not cancel because I made an age how young you looks joke. Well, see, he's here. Representative Brendan Boyle.
Up.
Good morning.
Right, let me clarify. Not a joke. 2,700 jokes.
Yes, thank you.
You add up all of the times I've been on this show.
Yes,
2,700.
I don't count on you listening. Oh dear. Okay. Well, Representative. So we, of course, said to you, "Is it really off air? Is it really? Is it Infrastructure Week?" And you said, "Oh, there's a little." Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hitting all the wrong buttons. You said there's a little snag to which I was looking for my. Oh dear. And I said, are the snags named Joe or Kirsten? And you said, no. What is happening?
No, at the moment, stop if you've heard this before.
Right.
We might not have the votes at the moment. But look, we have to get this done. I think 99% of us on the House Democratic side recognize that. I do believe this latest issue, which seems to be over the lack of a CBO score, which, you know, is a legitimate concern. I don't want to give that short shrift. Absolutely no one in my congressional district, whenever I go back home, will ask me about the CBO score ever.
Right.
We already have a projection from something called the JCT,
right.
Which is called the Joint Committee on Taxation. It's at least just as legitimate. It shows that this bill is fully, not only is this bill fully paid for at the moment, it actually raises more in revenue than is spent, so it actually improves the deficit, helps bring it down a little bit.
Well, Moody's said the same thing, Representative. And,
Moody's
ahead.
is another obviously very well trusted, nonpartisan. The sort of analysis they do, you know, not just for here in Congress, but obviously the markets and everyone looks at the figures from Moody's. They've had remarkably glowing projections on what this report will do, and Moody's is run by a former McCain economic advisor.
Yeah.
So I just don't agree with the most recent concern to be raised.
Well, that's what I understand Speaker Pelosi wrote to you last night and cited what you just said. The bill is fully paid for. It cites an estimate from the Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation and found the Build Back Better bill would raise $1.47 trillion from new taxes. So when do we get the CBO score? So when is that?
We don't know. Hopefully it would be later today, but okay. Because there have been last-minute changes inserted, you know, most of this bill obviously has been written and talked about for quite some time, so we're kind of more at the tweaking stage. But really, no one knows, and I have not been informed when CBO would be able to get their work done. Hopefully it would be today, and then that would assuage the problem that it seems at the moment four or five of my House Democratic colleagues have enough to stop progress. So we were hoping to vote both of these this morning, and at the moment we seem to be at a pause.
So we could still have infrastructure this week, Daddy?
We could.
Still be
Look,
by the end of today? It just depends.
Possibly by the end of today. And if it's not today, I'm committed to staying here this weekend. Okay. I think it would be embarrassing if we left today and we didn't get it done, especially after what happened at the polls on Tuesday. I think, all right, if it's not today, we stay here this weekend. We pass both bills. It'll be really landmark, the kind of things that we're talking about. I'm also concerned, you know, that unfortunately this process has just taken forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it looks ugly to the American people. And so that has taken away our opportunity to talk about all the damn good things that are in here. Truly historic. Yep.
And can I just say, you tweeted about it. You said the overwhelming majority of House Democrats, perhaps even 100% of House Democrats, strongly support the release text of Build Back Better. Will Manchin and Sinema say the same? Let's get this done and deliver for the American people. I'm so annoyed, Representative, with the mainstream media. Always the take is disaster for Democrats, you know, Democrats in disarray, when it is, like you said, nearly 100% of Democrats. It's two Democratic senators that are against what 100% of Democrats pretty much in the Congress. And as you know, in polling on each element of these bills, what is it, 75 to 85% mm-hmm. of the American people, right, are for.
Some of the provisions even have almost the majority of Republicans supporting them. It's incredible. You know, part of this is, and I know this isn't the most exciting answer, but it's the reality. This is a historically narrow margin. If you look back through the whole history of Congress, I mean, the Senate is literally 50-50.
Yeah.
And in the House of Representatives, we can only afford to have three folks from our side, you know, vote the other way. What that means is, even if we have 98% of House Democrats on board, that's not enough. And even if we have 98% of Senate Democrats with us, that's not enough. So that is part of the challenge that we're just working on.
Yeah, it will be historic when you guys get this done. Because to me, you have 48 in the Senate, really. Mm-hmm. You barely have 50 because of Manchin and Sinema. And it's, well, can we just talk about, you brought up Tuesday. I love that you, Chris Eliza tweeted, what is the billionaire tax and why it probably won't work? And you said, respectfully, Chris Eliza is just plain wrong. Respectfully, Chris Eliza is always wrong, can I just say? I am so sick of these hot takes about everything, about what happened on Tuesday. Let me just read you a couple more. New York Times, a national Democratic Party that talks up progressive policies at the expense of bipartisan ideas and that dwells on Donald Trump at the expense of forward-looking ideals is at the risk of becoming a marginal Democratic Party appealing only to the left. Representative, all of these things in both of these bills, as you say, I guess would be considered progressive policies, right? And they are wildly popular with the American people. So it's just the framing of all of this drives me crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, so it's interesting that I did see that excerpt from the New York Times editorial today, which is actually quite different from what they were writing at the beginning of this administration at the earlier part of this year. So, you know, it's always easy after Tuesday to criticize. You know, we are, I've always been realistic about this. We're going to go into a challenging 2022 election because it's a midterm election.
Yes,
if you go back
is.
And analyze, since 1900, there have been exactly 30 midterm elections. The party in power has lost seats in 27 of those 30. That's exactly 90% of them.
Joe Biden bucked the trend by us winning New Jersey. Normally, you lose, you know, the governorship in Virginia and New Jersey. So it's just, but I guess the
right. Main, yeah. It's the first time we saw a Democrat reelected in New Jersey since 1977, which, yes, is my birth year, Stephanie, 44 years ago, not 18 years ago.
Nailed it. Yes. Well played.
So,
Boy Scouts have gotten
look,
so... What? Liberal. I said the Boy Scouts have gotten so liberal with their age...
Limits.
my view of the case is... Structurally speaking, it's always a challenge in a midterm election for whatever party's in power.
Yeah.
Okay, so what can we do? We have to not worry about that. We can only worry about what we can control. If we can pass these historic, popular things, we can say, look, we've delivered for the American people.
Yep.
Giving a tax cut to families with children, lifting more than 50% of children from below the poverty line to above the poverty line. Universal pre-K in America so that every 3- and 4-year-old, no matter where you are, will have access and be able to attend for free universal pre-K. Subsidized child care, paid family leave. I can go to the polls and talk about that and then turn to my Republican opponent and say, why do you oppose each and every one of those things? In my view, that gives us a fighting chance and something to run on, in addition to the fact that I do believe strongly that a year from now we will be in a much better position when it comes to COVID than where we still are today.
Absolutely. And also, you're the one that's closest to actually having been in pre-K, so I think you can talk compellingly on that issue.
No, but I will tell you that as the father of a seven-year-old, having to worry about child care or pre-K is such a worry, combined with the fact that when COVID first struck, my wife is a teacher, we were quite fortunate that when schools were closed, my wife was teaching from home too, so she was able to stay at home with our daughter while I'm down in D.C. doing my job. If my wife had a different kind of job, she would have had to drop out of the workforce, or Democrats would be down even one further vote because I would be at home. So that is
millions of women that bore the brunt of this COVID thing.
Absolutely. I mean, the recession was called the she session for a reason, because so many women dropped out of the workforce.
And as you said, again, we got to really, when this passes, Representative, just trumpet what is in it, because the media is never going to help us. They're always going to talk about what the cost is and what the vote count is and the horse race. But you said it will cut taxes for families, create good paying jobs, give our kids cleaner air and water, make America the leader in global innovation, and a whole lot more. Let me give you two other hot takes on Tuesday, just because I want to get your take on this. So Joe Manchin said we're a center-right country. I would profoundly disagree. Again, if you look at all of the progressive policies in this bill and how wildly popular they are, is negotiating, prescription drug prices, is that center-left or left? I don't think so. And 85% of the American people are for that. James Carville said what went wrong is just stupid wokeness. Terry McAuliffe is a pretty moderate, pretty centrist Democrat, right? I mean, I think it's just what we need to do is just calm the down and stop panicking right over Tuesday, don't you think? And just get these bills passed.
Yeah, look, I mean, part of why I cited the statistic, and that I have been for a while, just telling this to my colleagues about midterm elections, was just to set expectations that there is a certain structural challenge that we're facing. But we can work through it. I will say, and you might disagree with this, Stephanie, I've always believed that we're an economically left-of-center country, but that we're a culturally moderate country. That culturally speaking, I think of folks in my district, you'll have a lot of people who, on cultural issues, do not consider themselves liberal, but then on economic issues, they support every single one of the Democratic positions and oppose every single one of the Republican positions. Yeah. I think that actually describes a lot of the people Joe Manchin represents in West Virginia as well. Mm. It certainly represents a lot of the people in Pennsylvania. I feel like when it comes to the cultural hot-button issues, which frankly tend to motivate people more these days, when any party goes off on an extreme, they probably tend to not do well at the polls.
Right. But what I would say is these things and these bills are not extreme positions. They are extremely popular.
No, not at all.
So, yeah.
Not at all.
And
not
I think
one,
we need
not
to.
Not one of those things.
We also need to trumpet that 100% of Republicans are against 100% of what's in these bills. They are not a governing party. They are a party that supports insurrection. I mean, I also think, just before you go, wanted to get your take on January 6th. We obviously know a lot more subpoenas are going out. I know Liz Cheney said they've done 150 interviews, that they're getting a lot done behind closed doors. Jeffrey Clark will testify today, I guess, behind closed doors. I think that's going to be another key factor, is holding people to account for January 6th before the midterms. What do you think?
We absolutely have to do this. I mean, I tweeted a long time ago back in January that I believe Donald Trump needed to be held criminally responsible by the Justice Department. I'm very concerned, by the way, that this Justice Department has not yet enforced the subpoena on Steve Bannon. We voted to hold him in contempt. E.J. Dionne in the Washington Post wrote a great piece that I contributed to some months ago, why Donald Trump and what happened on January 6th is entirely different from anything that happened previously in American history.
Yeah.
If our side just looks the other way and doesn't want to pursue to the full extent of the law all of those who were involved in January 6th, not just those who stormed the Capitol, but those who are supporting them and egging them on and paying for it. If we don't do that, we are just enabling another January 6th to happen in the future. And I'll say this, you know, I was passionately against George W. Bush in 2004. It was actually the first time I ran for office that year. I was against Mitt Romney in 2012. At no point, I was against John McCain in 2008. Supported John Kerry, supported Barack Obama twice. At no point, though, as strongly as I was against those Republicans, at no point did it ever pop in my head, geez, if the other side wins, our democracy might disappear.
Yep.
Those are the kind of stakes we're talking about in 2022 and 2024.
Yep.
And the other side wins.
We've got to get a carve out for voting rights. I got to tell you, that is like job one. But Representative, you are always a great American and a great sport, and I'm sure the pride of your Pee Wee League. And I always appreciate the time.
Oh my God!
Wow. Getting the last dig in. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie, let me say, as young as I may look, you look younger.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Such a politician.
Oh,
hooray. No.
That
hooray.
Is Haskell.
Now we're going to have to deal with the aftermath of what you
I'll be
just
here,
said.
I'll be here all weekend.
Yeah.